WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Ever feel like life's just throwing curveballs at you faster than you can catch them? Like one minute everything's chill, the next you're caught in a whirlwind of chaos? We're all humans navigating this crazy thing called life. And sometimes that navigation gets rough. But guess what? There are tools we can use to find our center even amidst the storm. Today, we're diving deep into Stoicism and how it can help us cultivate inner peace and calm in these turbulent times. Now, before you picture some ancient philosopher in a toga, let me tell you, Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or becoming emotionless robots. It's about understanding our emotions, accepting what we can't control, and focusing on what we can, our thoughts and actions. So, how do we actually do that? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. 1. Acknowledge your reality. Life throws punches, no doubt. But instead of fighting against the inevitable, Stoicism encourages us to acknowledge reality as it is. We can't control external events, but we can control how we react to them. It's like that old saying, "Don't sweat the small stuff." Well, with Stoicism, sometimes even the big stuff doesn't have to send you spiraling. 2. Focus on what you can control. Imagine a spinning wheel of life. Some things are within your control, some aren't. Concentrate on that little slice you can influence, your thoughts, your actions, your attitude. You can't control the weather, but you can control whether you go for a walk in the rain or stay inside and watch Netflix. It's all about shifting your energy where it matters. 3. Practice mindfulness. Think of mindfulness like training your attention muscle. Take a moment each day to just be present. Notice your breath, your surroundings, your emotions without judgment. This helps you ground yourself in the now, and prevents you from getting swept away by worries about the future or regrets about the past. 4. Seek wisdom. Stoicism is all about learning from others, both through reading and real-life interactions. Find mentors, read books on philosophy and personal growth, surround yourself with wisdom that can guide you. You know that saying, two heads are better than one? Well, it applies to learning too. 5. Be kind to yourself. We're all human, we mess up, we have bad days, and sometimes we just need a break. Stoicism doesn't demand perfection, it encourages self-compassion. Be gentle with yourself, forgive your mistakes. And remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. Think about a time when you felt completely overwhelmed by stress or anxiety. Maybe you had a big deadline at work, a personal crisis, or just felt like the world was spinning too fast. Remember that feeling? You know, the one where you're pacing around, replaying everything in your head, and starting to feel like a ticking time bomb. Now imagine facing that same situation with a calm, centered mindset. Instead of panicking, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the challenge, and focus on what you can control. You break down the problem into smaller steps, seek support from others, and remind yourself that you've overcome challenges before. That's the power of Stoicism. It equips us with the mental armor to navigate life's storms with grace and resilience. It's not about being emotionless, but about mastering our emotions so they don't control us. Remember, peace doesn't come from the absence of challenges, but from our ability to face them with inner strength and composure. Today, let's commit to cultivating that inner peace. Take a moment to practice mindfulness, reflect on what you can control, and remember that even in turbulent times, we have the power to choose our response. So, how are you going to bring more Stoic calm into your life today? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, you got this. Join me again tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, keep calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.